Somehow, I manage to pick up the change in the ground before I find myself sliding toward oblivion, or wherever this trap leads this time. I take a literal leap of faith, hoping it's not too wide across because in a split second, I'm sailing through the air like a goddamn airship. My boots make contact with solid ground, but barely. I'm not too concerned, though. I made it, and that's all that freaking matters. I keep running. Almost there. The guys are quickly catching up to me. Who would have thought I'd make it this far this time, or that I'd be in the lead? I know that if I'm the last one to make it through the obstacle course again, Noaz will have my head. Or my goddamn sanity. Right now, I'm keen to say he already has the ladder. I hit the climbing wall dead on, my palms slapping the handholds, my feet finding the notches below. I climb, muscles stretching as I do so. I crest the top and take a glance over the edge. Oh, thank fucking God, I think. It's almost over. I quickly scale down the other side, and as my head dips down, I hear Levi call out a curse as he slides into the booby trap I just barely missed. My feet leave the climbing wall and land on solid ground. I stride over to the edge of the obstacle course, reaching towards the button on the wall that will call the race to a close with me as the winner. Despite how shitty I've been feeling for the past several weeks, I can't help but smirk as I reach for the button. Before my hand can close over the top of it, though, the ground under my feet disappears. As I scream down a long dark tunnel, Noaz's voice filters through the speakers set throughout the entire building.
You should know better by now, Cassandra.
He chastises me with a disappointed sigh.
Things are not always what they seem.
I grit my teeth as the bottom of the long tunnel opens up, and I find myself sliding into a trash bin, which is more of a long room filled to the brim with trash and debris waiting to be either incinerated or broken down and repurposed. The moment I see Noaz's face again, I decide, I'm going to punch it. Hard. When I finally manage to climb out of the trash bin and make my way back to the top of the building that I now live in with Noaz, Aaron, Thayer, Hayes, Levi, Vincent Diamond, and his wife Penelope, I'm livid. I storm out of the elevator and into Vincent's penthouse, right past Penny, who stops mid-smile and wrinkles her nose at me. Oh, girl, she says, reaching up to pinch her nostrils shut. You need a shower. You can blame Noaz, I snap. And your husband. She laughs before flicking her hands at me. That I will, she says. Now go to your room and get cleaned up. The elevator doors ding. I was so mad about the trash bin that I hadn't even been bothered by it when I came up. And Levi and Hayes both walk in. Behind them, Thayer and Aaron arrive looking squeaky clean. I narrow my gaze on them, and Thayer immediately raises his palms in surrender.
Hey, I learned my lesson, he says quickly,
pointing to Levi and Hayes.
I saw them go down too.
Did anyone press the damn button? I ask sharply. They all shake their heads. I groan.
Unfortunately not,
the instigator of my torment responds.
It seems that while you were all within range at the end, the last obstacle was still unexpected.
I turn and watch as he strides out of the kitchen. I don't even ask how he got up here so quickly, or so it seems, before the rest of us.
After all of these training sessions, I would have expected better reflexes at least.
I turn my gaze to Aaron and Thayer, running up and down their bodies.
What did he get you with? I ask.
Thayer sighs, but Aaron is the one who answers.
Tripwire.
Tripwire? I raise a brow. There was no tripwire.
There wasn't before you went down, Thayer grumbles.
Enough, Noaz calls, drawing our attention back. I turn and fold my arms across my soaked shirt. I don't even want to know what the white and yellow stuff sliding down my collarbone is, but it's left the outline of my bra completely visible. Levi winks at me.